Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the sixth parak of Hilchos Eruvin. In this parak, the Rambam will discuss the concept of Eruvei Techumen, how by using a fascinating halachic strategy, one is able to elongate the boundaries upon which he is allowed to walk and tail on Shabbos. Halacha Aleph. Misha yatza min ha-medina be'erev Shabbos, v'hiniach mazon shtei sudos rachuk min ha-medina besocha techum, v'kava shvizah so'sham. If somebody left the city that he was in on Erev Shabbos, and he placed enough food to last two meals worth away from the city, but still within its tchum, still within 2,000 amos from that city, and he set the place where he was going to spend Shabbos over there. Afal pi shechazer l'medina v'lon v'beiso, even though then he might go back to the city and sleep in his own home, nechshav oso ki'ilu shavas b'makom sheniach bo shtei asudos. It is considered as if he had spent his Shabbos in that place where he had left the two meals. V'zehu ha'nikra eruvei techumen. And this concept is what we call eruvei techumen. Halacha Beis. V'yesh lo lehalach mimakom eruvo lemachar apayim ama l'chol ruach. And then, the next day, on Shabbos, from the place where he had left his eruv, those two meals, he's allowed to walk 2,000 amos in every direction. Lefikach. Therefore, kishahu mehalach mimakom eruvo lemakom apayim ama k'negen ha'medina. Therefore, the next day, let's say he walks from the place of his eruv towards the city, he's only allowed to walk into the city as far as the 2,000 amos from his Erev extends. However, if the city is fully subsumed within the boundaries of his 2,000 amos from the Erev, then the entire city counts as a mere 4 amos. And then, beyond that, he'll be able to still complete the 2,000 amos from there. Halacha Gimel, Ketzad, the Rambam will now illustrate this somewhat abstract explanation in a very practical fashion. If a person had placed his Eruv 1,000 amos away from his home, which is in the middle of a city, towards the eastern direction, so then, that means, from the place where he had placed his Erev, on Shabbos, he's allowed to walk 2,000 amos further eastward from that Erev. And similarly, he's allowed to walk 2,000 amos westward from the place where his Erev was. Elef Sheminha Erev ad Beso, the 1,000 that it takes to get from the Erev towards his house. Elef Amam Beso Beso Hamadina, and then from his house onward into the city, another 1,000 amos. The Einu Mahalach Medina Ela ad Sofa Elef. However, he's not allowed to traverse the city fully. He's only allowed to go another 1,000 amos from his home onward, and he must stop there. However, if from his house until the end of the city is less than 1,000 amos, and therefore the whole city is subsumed within the 2,000 amos from his Eruv, afilu ama achas, even just one ama less than 1,000, shenimtzeis midaso kolsa chutz l'medina, and therefore it turns out that his 2,000 amos go beyond the boundaries of the city in the westward direction. So then, techashiv ha-medina kula karba amos, the whole city is viewed as a mere 4 amos, v'hala chutzala, and then he can walk beyond it, chame os sheish v'tishim ama tashlam ha-apayim. So then he is allowed to walk in the westward direction beyond the city, the additional 996 amos, which remain to reach the total of 2,000. Halacha dalet. Lefikach, im hiniach eruvo berichuk apayim ama mibeiso shebemedina, hifted es kol ha-medina kula. Therefore, if from his house in the city, he places the Erev exactly 2,000 amos in one direction, beyond the city. So then, he's going to lose out on the whole ability to walk through the city. Then he's allowed to walk from his house to the Erev 2,000 amos. And then from the Erev in the other direction, still further, another 2,000 amos. But from his house and going westward, he's not even allowed to go a single ama. Hamaniach Erev Bershus HaYachid. Afilu haisa medina gdola, kininve. Vafilu ir chareva o ma'ara haruya lediurin. Mahalach eskula, vachutzla apayim amalcho ruach. The Rambam also tells us now that if one places his Erev, those two meals worth, in a private domain, even if it was a large city like Nineveh, or it was a destroyed city or a cave which is fit for somebody to live in, then he's allowed to traverse the whole thing. He can walk in the whole entire Rishus HaYachid, and beyond it, in every direction, 2,000 amos. Halacha hey, Hamaniach Eruba Besocha Medina Sheshavaspa. If somebody places his Eruv inside of the city, which he was settling in for Shabbos anyhow, Lo Asaklum, that does nothing. It's ineffectual. Ve'ein Modid in Lo Mimakom Eruva. We don't measure his 2,000 amos from the place where he placed those meals. El Harehu Kibnea Medina Gulan. He's like everybody else in the rest of the city. Sheesh Lan Alpaim Amel Cho Ruach Chotz La Medina. That has 2,000 amos from the city in every direction. And similarly, as we have seen in earlier Prakim, it is possible to extend a city's limits by having these areas which can count as their suburbs, little outlying houses, which count as part of the city as well. So if you place your Erev in one of those, then that too counts as if you had placed it within the city, and you still have the whole city and 2,000 amos from the borders of the city in every direction. Now, a very important halacha, if somebody places his Eruv beyond the tchum of the city, beyond the 2,000 amos, where he'll be spending his time that night, he goes back home to his house. So he can't go to his Eruv now. It's beyond 2,000 amos from the edge of the city. So then he's not able to use it as an Eruv at all. It's totally invalid. Halacha vav. Ein ma'arvin Eruv tchumen el dvar mitzvah. We only establish these Eruv tchumen when there is a mitzvah need for doing so. It's not that we allow this ability to extend your tchum in a particular direction for some mere desired reason. It has to be for a dvar mitzvah. Kagon shahaya rotzli lich beis ha'avel, o lamishta shal nesuin, o lahach bo p'nei rabo, o chavero shabba min aderech, ukiyoti beilu. Such as, if you want to be able to now reach a mourner's home, or a wedding feast, or to greet one's rebbe, or his friend who had been coming from the road, or the like. O m'nei hayira, or even if it's not a bar mitzvah, but there is some pressing concern, there's a fear reason. If he needs to run away from idolaters or from highwaymen or the like. Now, even though you're not supposed to make an Erev, if it's not for one of these extenuating circumstances, such as a mitzvah or a yira reason, if you did make an Erev, it is still valid. Halacha Zayin. Kol shemeshtatfin bo, ma'arvin bo, eruv tchumen. Anything, any food item that you are allowed to use in order to create a sheet of mavoz with, you can also use to create an eruv tchumen with. V'chol she'ein meshtatfin bo, ein ma'arvin bo tchumen, and anything which you are not allowed to create a sheet of mavoz with, then you cannot create an eruv with. V'kama shir eruv tchumen, how much food do you need to create an eruv tchumen? Mazon shteis udos, l'chol echad v'echad. Enough food that you have food for two meals worth for each and every individual participating in the Eruv Tchumen. V'maya liftan, and if it wasn't actually bread or meal food itself, but instead it was something which is a side dish which accompanies the bread, k'dei lecho bo shtei sudos. You have to have enough of this accompaniment, this other food, that it can go along with two meals worth. K'mo ha-shitof, just as we find by a shitof mavoz. L'chachas. V'tzarech sh'yehu ve'eruvo b'makom echad, and it's necessary that the person himself and his Erev be in the same place, to the point where he would be able to eat it on Bein Hashmashos, on twilight of Friday night leading into Shabbos. The Fikach, therefore, imnis kavin l'shpos b'rshus rabim, v'niach Eruv b'rshus yachid. Accordingly, if he leaves his food in the Rishas Yachid, but he intends to spend his Shabbos in the Rishas Rabim, O Rishas Yachid, V'niach Eruva B'Rishas Harabim, or the other way around, he intends to spend his Shabbos in the Rishas Yachid, but leaves the Erev in the Rishas Rabim, Eino Erev, that is not a valid Erev. She'i Esher Lo Lohotzi Mirishas Yachid, Rishas Harabim, B'Ena Shemashos Ela Ba'av Era, since it's forbidden for him to carry the food out from the Rishas Yachid into the Rishas Harabim, for example, when it's twilight of Friday night, unless he sins. And therefore, it's an invalid Erev. Halacha Tes. However, on the other hand, if he intends to spend his Shabbos in the Rishas Yachid or the Rishas Rabim and left the Erev in a Karmelis, Ocean is kavin l'shpos b'karmelis, v'niach eruv b'rishas yachid b'rishas harabim, or the other way around, he intends to spend the Shabbos in the karmelis, and he left the eruv in the rishas yachid b'rishas harabim, harei's eruv, that is a valid eruv. Shabashas k'nias eruv, because at the moment when the eruv takes effect, shehu b'nei shmashos, which is at twilight, mutter l'hotzi l'hachnas mikol achas m'shtei rishuos the karmelis dvar mitzvah, it is permitted to bring in and bring out of either of these two rishuos into a karmelis, when it's for the sake of a mitzvah. Shekol davar shumi tiberi sofrim, lo gazru Allah, b'en ashmashos, b'makom mitzvah, o b'shas tachak. Because anything which is rabbinic in nature, they didn't decree that a person is unable to do it during b'en ashmashos, if it's for the sake of a mitzvah or very pressing need, and accordingly, this Erev will take effect in such a case. Halacha Yud. The son of a Migdal, the Nal of Avraham of Tech, if somebody placed it in a box and then locked that box and lost the key, Im Yachol Lahotzio B'Lavasiyas Malacha, if he's able to still extract the food without having to do any Malacha, Hari is the Erev. So then that is a valid Erev. She'ein Asr La'asos B'Nash Mashos B'Makom Mitzvah El Malacha, because were it to be twilight, it's only forbidden to do actual Malacha when it's for the sake of a Mitzvah that you are doing something which is, let's say, a Shavus. And therefore, it would be permitted to still have this as an Erev. Nisano B'Rosh Hakana, O Akundas, that's Somchim Min Ha'aretz, ain't no Erev. However, if you place it on top of a reed or something else which grows from the ground, so in that case, ain't no Erev. It's not a valid Erev because Gzeira Shema Yitlosh. We're concerned that you might come to uproot these items. In my Tlushin Una Utsin, Hari's Erev. However, if they were already detached from the ground and then were just stuck back into it, so then that is a valid Erev. Halacha Yud Aleph. Kolam Niyach Eruvo, Yesh Lo B'Makom Eruvo Arba Amos. Whenever a person puts down his Erev, he gets 4 amos with which to carry that at the place of the Erev. Lefikach, Hamniach Eruvo Tchumen Shalo B'Sof HaTchum. Therefore, if you placed your Erev Tchumen at the very end of the Tchum, this Gagol Erev, and then it rolled away, B'Yatza Chutz LaTchum B'Sof Shtei Amos, it went beyond the boundaries where you're allowed to walk on Shabbos, but 2 amos beyond that, Hareza Erev. So then that is considered an Erev. Uki'ilu Lo Yatza M'Kamo. Then it's as if it hasn't left from its place. Vim yatza chutz l'shtei amos. However, if it went beyond 2 amos, then ain't no erev. It's no longer valid erev now that it's beyond 2 amos, beyond the tchum. Sharei nasa chutz l'tchum. Since it took effect beyond the tchum, v'maniach erev chutz l'tchum, ain't no erev. And somebody who places erev beyond the boundaries of Shabbos, beyond the tchum, it's not going to be considered a valid erev. M'mneisha ain't no yachal agio el erev. Because he's not able to reach it in its place. Halacha yud beis. If the Erev rolled, as was just described in the previous halacha, beyond 2 amos, outside of the boundaries of Shabbos, O avad, or was lost, O nisraf, or was burned, O shehad truma benitmeis mevod yom, or it was truma, and it became impure, and that therefore means that you cannot eat the truma any longer. And this had all taken effect. In one of these ways, it was destroyed during the day prior to Shabbos' beginning. Ain't no Erev. So then it's not considered a valid Erev. Mishach HaShecha, if it only happened after dark, after it already became Shabbos, Hareza Erev. So then that still is a valid Erev. Shekniyas Erev Bein HaShmashos, because the time that the Erev takes effect is by twilight of that Friday afternoon. V'im Safik, and if it's unclear whether or not it was destroyed before or after, Hareza Erev, that counts still as a valid Erev, Safik HaErev Kasher, because in a case of doubt, we assume the Erev is valid. Lefikach, im Nech HaErev, Bein HaShmashos, Hareza Erev. And therefore also, if the Erev was eaten during Bein HaShmashos, that still counts as a valid Erev. Halacha Yud Gimel. Amru lo shnayim tsev ariv aleinu. If 2 people asked a third person, let's call him Reuven, to go ahead and make an Erev for them. Echad Erev Allah Mbod Yom. One person, Reuven, had made the Erev for while it was still day. Echad Erev Allah Bein HaShmashos. Another one, Reuven had made the Erev for during Bein HaShmashos, during twilight. Vizesh Erev Allah Mbod Yom. And the first person, the one that he had made the Erev for while it was still day. Nechal Erevo Bein HaShmashos. Well, that Erev was eaten while it was twilight. Vizesh Erev Allah Bein HaShmashos. And the one that he had made the Erev for during Bein HaShmashos. Nechal Erevo Mesh HaShecha. Then that Erev got eaten after it had gotten dark. In that case, Shnehem Kanu Erev. Both of them have a valid Erev. Shebein HaShmashos Safeku. Since the time of twilight is considered a case of doubt, Usafek Erev Kasher. And a case of doubt by an Erev is still considered valid. Afal Pikein, however, it's important to note though, Safek HaShecha, Safek Lo HaShecha, if it's a case of doubt as to whether it's dark or not, i.e. it's at a time of twilight, Ein Ma'arvin Erev Tachumen L'Chachila. We don't allow you to create an Erev Tachumen ideally. Vim Erev, however, if you happen to have made an Erev, Hareza Erev. That still counts as an Erev. But you were not supposed to be doing it then. Halacha Yud Dalet. Nafal al Erev Gal Mibod Yom. If there had been a pile of stones which had fallen onto the Erev while it was still day, Im Yachol Hotzio Belo Asiyas Melacha, if you can rescue the Erev, take it out from under those stones without doing any actual Melacha, Hareza Kasher, so then that is a valid Erev. Shemutr Lotzio Mein HaShmashos, since it's permitted for you to take it out during Bein HaShmashos, since it's not a real Melacha, Shehi Shas Knias Erev, and that's the time, Bein HaShmashos, twilight, is when the Erev will take effect. V'im Naf Alav Gal Mishach HaShecha, and if the stones had fallen on it once it was already dark, Hareza Erev, that too is going to be a valid Erev. V'Av Al Pisha Yef Shelo Tzio El Basiyas Melacha, and in that case, it's even if it's impossible to take it out unless you do real Melacha, and that's because it already took effect before this time. Safek Mimodi Yom Nafal, O Mishach HaShecha, if it's not clear whether it had fallen, these stones had fallen when it was still daytime or once it had gotten dark, Harei Zeh Kasher, so that still is valid. Shesafek Erev Kasher, because in a case of doubt, we assume the Erev is valid. Halacha Tesva, Aval Im Erev Betruma Shi Safek Tmeya. However, if you had used as your Erev Truma, which is unclear whether it had become ritually impure, Eino Erev, that is not a valid Erev, She'ena Su'uda Haruya, since it's not a food, it's not a meal which is fit to be eaten. V'chein Im Hayu Lefanav Shtei Kikaro Shel Truma, Achas Torah V'Achas Tmeya. And similarly, if somebody has two different loaves in front of him, one is from Truma, which is pure, and one is from Truma, which is impure. V'eino Yodea Ezu Hi Mishtehen, and he doesn't know which one of them is which. V'amar Eruvei Betora, and then he tries to stipulate and say that, well, my Erev is going to be on the pure one, whichever one of the two it is. Ain Erev, that still is not a valid Erev. She'ain kan su'udah haru yalachila, since again, this meal is not one which is fit to be eaten. Halacha tezayin. Amar kikar zehayom chol ulamachar kodesh ve'erev ba harei ze'erev. If somebody says this loaf should today still be mundane, and tomorrow, on Shabbos, it should become sanctified, and therefore unable to be eaten, and then he used it as the Erev, Harei Ze Erev, that still is a valid Erev. Shebein HaShmashos Adayin Lo Niskach Vadai, or Uya Haisa Mibod Yom, since during the time of twilight, it had not yet, with certainty, received that sanctity, and therefore it was something which was fit to be eaten while it was still day. Aval Im Amar Hayom Kodesh, L'machar Chol, however, if he says it in the opposite direction, that today it should be sanctified, and tomorrow on Shabbos it should be mundane, then you can't use it as an Erev, she'ein ruya ad shetechshach, since it is unable to be eaten until it gets dark. V'chein in hefrish truma, v'hesna ala shlotia truma ad shetechshach, and similarly, if from some produce you had separated truma and you had stipulated by saying that it shouldn't take effect that it's truma until nightfall, ein marvin ba, so you still can't use that as your Erev, sherehi tevel, since it is in a state of being untithed during the whole duration of twilight, it has to be food which was fit for eating while it was still day. If somebody places his Erev in a graveyard, it is not a valid Erev, since it's forbidden to benefit from that graveyard, from that cemetery. Since he wants the Erev to be there after it takes effect, Harei Nenebo. So once it's taken effect, you are deriving benefit from it. You are benefiting from this cemetery. Nisano Bebeis HaPras. However, if you place it in a place which is only considered to be ritually impure on a Derabanan level, we are concerned that there might be pieces of bone crushed up in this area called the Beis HaPras. Harei Zeh Erev. So then that is considered a valid Erev. Afilu Haya Kohen. And even if he was a Kohen who's not allowed to become Tameh, why? Since he still is able to enter into the Beis HaPras if he were inside of a box which was lifted up over it, or were he to properly blow away using a billows the dirt in front of him and thereby avoid any concern of there being pieces of a corpse there, and he could walk through there in that fashion, and thus it is a valid Erev. Halacha Yud Ches. Rabim sheratzu lishtatei b'erev tuchumim. If many people want to join together in creating the erev tuchumim, mekapsin kulon eruvan shtei su'udos l'chol echem echa. They gather together the erev for each of them, which means to say two meals worth for each and every person. Umanichin also b'kli echad b'malkom shirtu. They place it together in one vessel in the place where they want it. V'imasa echad erev ayidei kulon. And if one person created this erev on behalf of all of them, tzarech lezakus len ayidei acher. He can't just say that he wants to do that. He must acquire it for them by using somebody else as an intermediary. And he needs to tell them about this. Because you're not able to create an Erev Tuchumen for somebody else unless he gives his consent. Because maybe he doesn't want to create an Erev in that direction that this one wants it. And if you did tell him before it became Shabbos, afal pi shelo ratza, even though he didn't acquiesce, ela mishetachshach, until it got dark, harei ze erev. Nonetheless, that does count as a valid erev. V'im lo hodiyu acha hasheicha, and if he didn't tell him at all until it got dark, einu yotzei bo she'ein marvin mishetachshach. So then, that's not going to work in that case. It's not a valid erev because you can make an erev once it gets dark. Halacha Yud Tes. Kol hazocha ve'eruvei chatzeros mezaken al yado ve'eruvei tuchumen. Anybody who's valid to use to serve as the intermediary in order to acquire on behalf of other people with regards to an Erev Chatzeros, is also able to be used as that intermediary with regards to acquire on behalf of those other people for Erev Tuchumen. And On the flip side, v'chol misha eimazakin al yado eruv chatzeros eimazakin al yado eruv tuchumen. And if they are not able to be used with regards to this process by eruv chatzeros, they also cannot work for eruv tuchumen. Halacha chaf. Nosin adama lebal habayis kedei sheikach lo pas the arif lo ba eruv tuchumen. A person is allowed to hand over money to somebody who's just a regular homeowner, he's not a seller of bread generally, in order that he go and buy bread for him and use that to create an heir for him. However, were you simply to hand the coin over to a shopkeeper or to a baker and say, here, acquire on my behalf with this money an heir, so then that's not going to work as an heir. And if he had said to him, here, create an heir for me with this money, and then this fellow who received the money is allowed to go then and buy bread or some other food out of all the different foods which work for an heir and create an heir for him. And if the person who wants to make an heir hands it over to the shopkeeper, to the baker, he gives him a vessel and he says, here, put the food inside of it and acquire for me through that an Arab. Harei ze lokeach, ochel ma'ariv alav ba. So then he can purchase the food with it and serve that to create an Arab with. Halachav alav. Ma'ariv adam erubei techumen ayde no ubito akdanim ayde avdo v'shevchaso akdanim bein midaitan bein shelo midaitan. A person is able to create an Arab techumen on the behalf of his sons and daughters who are minors and on behalf of his Kanani servants, whether or not they give consent. Therefore, if they had made their own Erev, and the father or the master had made an Erev on their behalf, so then they follow the father or the masters. However, he's not able to create an Erev on behalf of his adult children, those that are not minors any longer, or his servants who are Jews, Ivory ones, or his wife, unless they give consent. And this is even true if they rely on him for support for food. However, if he did create an heir of Tehuman for them, and they heard about it, and they were silent, and they didn't protest, so then they follow his heir. However, if he were to make an heir on their behalf, and they made their own heir, there's no bigger protest than that. And in that case, they follow their own heir. If there's a child who's 6 years or less of age, so then he follows his mother's heir. And you don't have to leave aside two special meals worth for him alone. If somebody wants to send his Erev through a messenger to go and place it in the place where he wants to set his place for resting on Shabbos, so then he's able to do so. And when he sends this fellow on his behalf, however, if he's choosing a messenger, he's not able to choose somebody who's a deaf mute or somebody who's not mentally competent or a child, nor in the hands of somebody who doesn't recognize the concept of an Erev, somebody who is, let's say, a heretic. Vim shalach eino Erev. And if he did send it through any of these people, then it's not a valid Erev. Vim shalachu biyad echon me'ela psulin lo'licho la'adam kasher, k'dei she'yolicho ha'kasher v'yanicho b'makom ha'erev, harei zeh kasher. However, if he sent it in the hands of one of these people to then go and hand it over to somebody who isn't able to make an Erev for him, and then that person goes and places the Erev for him, that is a valid Erev. Even if you sent it to that valid person by placing it on a monkey or on an elephant, this is though assuming that you stand from a distance and see that this actually reaches the right place, that you gave it to the cheresh or to the katan, or you gave it to this heretic, or you gave it to the monkey or the elephant, and you saw it reach its destination, i.e. the person who you want to actually establish the air for you. And similarly, if a number of people want to send their Erev Tehumen to a specific spot and they send it through a valid shliach, so then that's able to work and they can send it through that messenger. Halacha Chaf Gimel. Echad o rabim she'amru le'echad tzeiv ariv aleinu ve'ariv aleihem be'ezer ruach sheratza. If one or a number of people had said to another person, go out and make an Erev for us, and he went out, and he indeed did so in whichever direction he wanted, So then that counts as a valid Eruv, and they follow it as their boundary because they hadn't designated any particular direction. Ha'omer l'chaver arev alai b'tamar, v'arev alav b'grogros, v'grogros v'arev alav b'tamar. Amar lo haniach Eruvei b'migdol v'nicho b'shovach, v'shovach v'nicho b'migdol, v'bayis v'nicho b'aliyah v'nicho b'bayis, eino Eruv. If somebody had said to his friend, go and make me an Eruv using dates, and he used dried figs, or he said dried figs and he made it with dates, or he said place it in this particular place where birds live and instead he placed it in a different type of place where birds live, or vice versa, or he said place it in the house and he placed it in the upper floor, or he placed it in the upper floor and he placed it in the house. So in all these cases it's not a valid Eruv since he didn't follow the letter of the law of what he had told him. Aval im amar lo arev alai stam, if he had said simply to make an Eruv for him, the Eruv Allah, Bain Begrogros, Bain Bitmar, Bain Bais, Bain Baliyah, Hari's Eruv. And then he had placed the Eruv in any of these different places with any of these different foods, so then that's going to be a valid Eruv. Halach Gaftal, the final halach in the parak. Kishem Shemvarchan al Eruv Chatzeros, Vishitufoim Mavos, just as you make a blessing over the creation of an Eruv Chatzeros or a Shituf Mavos, so too, Kach Mavarchan al Eruv Tchumen, so too you also make a blessing over an Eruv Tchumen. And then you say, with this Eruv, it should be permitted for me to walk from this place 2,000 amos in each direction. And if he was one person alone, he can go and do so on behalf of many people. Omer, he says as following, so then he simply says it in the plural fashion. It should be permitted for this individual, or it should be permitted for these number of people from this place, or this entire city, to be able to walk from this place where we're placing the Eruv from it and onward 2,000 amos in each direction. Have a wonderful day.